Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. We're going to give you celebrity news that you can use and cruise to. Now, the Atlanta peeps are going to join us a little bit later, but right now, you're stuck with Heidi, Chewy, and myself.
Hey!
Here's the good news.
The dream team? Hello.
That's right.
Finally!
So in a bit, we have not one, not two, not three. There's a but three.
Oh.
All right. So in a bit, we have not one, not two, but three smash alerts.
All right.
And Alicia Keys reveals which girl group she was almost a part of.
Oh, yeah.
And Kim Kardashian might be the queen of manifesting her destiny.
Destiny.
Wow. We'll tell you why. But first, Chewy, what you got?
Well, I want to send a huge congratulations to our girl, Miley Cyrus, who recently revealed that she has been 6 months sober, y'all. We got to clap it up for our girl Miley, yeah. In a recent interview with Variety, she says she first became sober after going through vocal cord surgery last year, but now she claims she did a little digging with her family history, and she found many of her family had an addiction and mental health challenges, so this kind of pushed her and thrust her into that direction. So, that just completely changed things for her. And she also talked about giving advice to Justin Bieber when he was only 16 years old, y'all, and she told him to try and remember everything that has happened in your life. Remember that, Biebs.
Mm.
But Frank, you know, Miley has been a big marijuana user like yourself, my friend. Do you think she had a hard time kicking that habit, brother?
Yeah, I think it's a very hard thing to kick. I think obviously marijuana and medicinal marijuana is huge, and so I think it has many, many benefits from it. But if it starts taking over your life and starts taking away from things that you normally would do for fun or interrupting your life in any unnatural way, then I think that maybe you do have to take a look in the mirror yourself and reevaluate. And she looked in the mirror. She looked at her family's mirror and said, wow, looks like all of us had an issue.
I better reel
it
in.
That's what I do, but I go, well, then I should be here.
It makes sense that I drink
Grandma
as much as
did
I
it. I guess I will too.
The only thing my wine is keeping me from is a bikini.
Stop it.
All right, well, moving on. Looks like we got a smash alert.
Oh, who you got?
I got Heather Locklear.
Ooh.
Yeah, Heather Locklear. Ooh. She had to take a couple steps back in her past to find her true love. Reportedly, she got engaged to her boyfriend and high school sweetheart, Chris Heiser.
That's dope.
Now, the pair were high school sweethearts back in the 70s, and they rekindled the romance in 2017 and have dated on and off since. And according to a close friend of the family, they're really happy together. Her family, her parents, her siblings, Richie Sambora, it was her ex, and her daughter Ava, which is Richie's daughter with her.
Yeah.
Both very supporting of her and are excited for her. So,
okay.
Are you shocked that Heather went from a celeb like Richie Sambora just to a regular old guy, her old high school sweetheart?
It's probably a lot easier, less stressful. She was always in the paparazzis with Richie Sambora, so this is probably a breath of fresh air. She could probably be herself 100%. And it's probably less stress on her because, you know, Heather's been through a lot of stuff. So I'm happy for her, man. She looks happy, and I hope it works out, man, for real, for real.
So if you guys could go back in time, and is there somebody back in your dating history that you would see yourself, if things didn't work out with whoever you're with right now, you going back and trying to rekindle?
Wow. Let me see if I'm alone in the room. Wait. Okay, let me check. Yeah.
Honey?
You're trying to get me
she
in trouble.
She does watch the show, though, right?
Come on, give her a shout out. Give her a shout out. Come on, Chewy.
Nah, bro, I'm not gonna do that.
I'll give mine a shout out.
You give yours
I always
a
said
shout
Patty
out,
was the one.
Patty
was the one that got away.
She's a nurse.
She's successful. She was beautiful. She was sexy. She was sweet and down to earth.
I don't know that you got to go on like. And, I don't know you're gonna be gushy.
She had an incredible body.
Your wife watches
athletic.
The show.
I'd go back to her in a heartbeat.
Wow.
If my wife ever gets hit by a bus, I'm going back to Patty.
Or by your truck. All right. Well, moving on, just to get us all out of the potential doghouse. Speaking of smashing and hooking up, I have another
smash alert.
Brody Jenner's got a new girlfriend. She's the now. Follow me on this one. It's a little convoluted. She is the ex and mother of One Direction's heartthrob Louis Tomlinson's child.
Yikes!
So she's Louis's ex-girlfriend, and she's a baby mama.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So her name is Brianna Youngworth. Now, what's interesting about this story is that Brody has already set up a dinner date with his new girlfriend and his ex-wife, Caitlin Carter. Whoa. So that he could introduce the two women. Do you think, Chewy, I mean, do you think you could do this? Could you,
no.
with your girl, could you get with an ex-boyfriend?
No.
Never, right?
No. That's
maybe
not,
this is just a Hollywood thing to do. I don't know.
Let's keep it a Hollywood thing because normal people know. I don't even think Hollywood people can cope, but I get a little jealous and a little crazy, so I don't think I could see all of them together in the same room, and I don't know if we would be kumbaya like that. So,
have you ever met your current, any of her exes?
No, but they've hit...
Uh-oh.
They've hit Chewy up for some concert tickets.
I haven't met currents, but currents have hit me up on social media. And, like, it's weird. Like, what are you doing? Because they see us on Dish Nation. You know, they've been on dates.
Right.
They've been on dates, and I pop up on the TV, and she's like, oh, my God, hey, that's... So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Well, there must be something in the air, you guys, because we have another... Smash Alert! Yes. Word is that actor Timothy Chalamet, 24 years old, for those who don't know or who aren't familiar with Timothy, he was in King, which I love, Little Women, which made me cry. He's reportedly dating Mexican actress Aisa Gonzalez. And so earlier this week, Timothy and Aisa were photographed while on vacation in Cabo San Lucas, hanging out poolside and lip locking. Take a look at these pictures.
Wow. I mean, hot and everything. How in the hell did they get in Cabo? I can barely go to the grocery store. How do you do this? How'd you get there?
Hey, it's who you know.
I've got a leased Prius. That's just about as far as I'm getting.
Do you guys think it's okay for older women to date younger guys versus older? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I've never dated younger.
Okay.
I've never dated younger.
Never.
Ever.
Okay.
You have something against it?
No, I always seem to connect with somebody older. It must be because I'm so mature.
You're such a lady.
That's true. I do want to be the... I will say he kind of looks like a young Howard Stern in this picture.
Oh, wow.
You know, because Howard Stern's like kind of tall and gangly.
But we're talking, Aisa's 30 years old. To say she's an older woman is ridiculous.
No,
I mean, she probably just turned 30.
You have to understand. It doesn't make that age difference is that big a deal down the road, but 24 and 30, a 24-year-old man, a 30-year-old woman, very different places in life.
Yes.
Think about that. When you were 24 and you met a 30-year-old woman, a 30-year-old woman's like, listen, my biological clock, I'm in my 30, I'm going to...
No, I met a 30-year-old woman and we had sex in her car after work,
ooh.
So what's the big deal?
But you're not getting serious with her because she's at a different place in your...
Well, no, because she had a husband.
I can never play this game with him. All right, up next, Queer Eye's Bobby Burke is calling out a former housewife as a New York thief. This story is so juicy, and we're going to have it all for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Of course, y'all, Father's Day was this past weekend, and there were tons of stories to sift through, but check out Kelly Rowland's story. Now, she posted some stuff on Instagram, and it was a long tribute to her biological father, Christopher Lovett. Now, she recalled the day she met him back in 2018 after 30 years of not seeing him.
Wow.
Whoa.
Mm. Oh. Yo, it was crazy. Now, Kelly said, I had a full-on anxiety attack. In that moment, I felt like the abandoned 8-year-old. Now, she went on to say that she has forgiven him, and she ended it with, P.S., we are making up for lost time, and when I tell you, him telling me how smart and beautiful I am, it will never get old. Now, every woman knows how important having a father figure is in their life. But could you identify with her having an anxiety attack over this?
Oh, absolutely. Her life with him stopped at 8 years old. So in that way, she stunted. So, yes, she's a grown woman. She's gone on. She's successful. But not in that relationship. In that relationship, all of a sudden, you are back to being 8 years old. And I feel the same way. Like, when I would go visit my mom and dad in my childhood home, all of a sudden, I feel that way. I don't feel like I'm a grown woman. I live in Los Angeles. I've got my own life. I'm take care of my... But all of a sudden, I'm just like, mommy, could you, mama, daddy?
For real.
Now, Frank, you can imagine a dad probably has to be beside himself right over this, right?
I mean, after 30 years of being apart, I mean, and getting back together and reconciling, I mean, she truly is his destiny's child.
Whoa!
Boom.
Yeah. I mean, 30 years they were meant to be together as father and daughter, so really it is a destiny's child. And the first thing out of his mouth, though, was, when do I get to meet Beyonce?
Right? Is that too soon? Should we have a couple more meetings before I see if we can
meet her mom.
See Bey? okay?
Damn.
All right, well, I hope you guys are ready for this because it is juicy.
Oh, I love the juicies.
I know you do. All of you out there love the juicy stories. Well, Queer Eye designer Bobby Burke is spilling the tea on one of the Real Housewives.
Ooh.
Of New York. Don't worry, it's not Portia. It's not Portia. But okay, so check this out. This is pretty long and involved, but it's juicy. So Bobby used to have a store in New York, and he told Jenny McCarthy on her radio show that he'd been working with this housewife who he did not name. Mm. He was helping her decorate her house, and this was before he was actually on Queer Eye. So he explained that she wanted everything, this housewife, she wanted everything for free.
Wow. She came into my store the next week when I wasn't there. And told my staff that I had said she could take anything out of the store that she wanted to design her house for the shoot. And here was her credit card. And, you know, if I don't bring anything back, you know, if I like something, you can just charge the credit card. They tried to charge the card. And, of course, it was declined.
No.
It only got worse from there. So, of course, people were curious who he was talking about. So after a deep dive, a tweet from 2014. Yes, we went back 6 years to figure out who this is. He said, quote, "Ah, Aviva Drescher, you're such a con artist. Mm. Guess I'm not the only one you over. So pathetic."
Oh, wow.
Now, the tweet's referring to Aviva allegedly extorting $5,000 from an artist by holding paintings hostage. And, you know, when you hear this story, like, she's famous and she wants everything for free. Chewy, are you surprised that it when somebody who clearly has plenty of money, they always seem to be the ones that want things for free?
Rich and famous people, especially the rich, are very cheap. They hoard their money. Why do you think they're rich? This is what he should have did. He should have grabbed her leg and kept her leg. And then for exchange, I'm gonna give you your leg back, give me the paintings back, and that would have been the right exchange.
If you don't know what we're talking about, she was famous for throwing her prosthetic leg on a Real Housewives reunion show.
Right.
All right, y'all, up next, we'll tell you how Kim Kardashian gets exactly what she wants. Don't go away.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, we've all heard of the saying, manifest the life you want, right?
That's right. It's a secret.
Absolutely.
Well, Kim Kardashian did just that, because apparently Kim and her sister Kourtney did an interview back in 2011 where they were asked where they thought that they would be in the next 10 years. And, well, there's a video. Take a look at what they said.
In 10 years, I see myself married with 4 kids. You better get started. I know. Yeah, I have 10 years. I could pop out quadruplets in a year. Perfect. Go for it. In 10 years, I see myself maybe living in the middle of nowhere, like on a deserted island, so I never have to talk to anyone ever again, except for my son.
That's so much personality.
Couple of guys.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
That clip has resurfaced now via Twitter, and Kim responded to the tweet saying, "Manifestation is right."
Right, exactly. That's so dead on now.
Now it's crazy. It's like she's here. Now, Gary, Kim was married, if you don't remember, Kim was married to Chris Humphries back in 2011. So do you think she was manifesting that she was going to be married to him 10 years from then, Gary?
Oh, no. She already knew she wanted Kanye West, honey, because he already put the song out, Gold Digger. So he was manifesting that he was going to get with her with the song Gold Digger. Mm. So no, ma'am, never Chris Humphries, honey. She always knew that she was going to get with Kanye.
Here's the thing. I wasn't going to bring this up because everybody loves Heidi, and I don't want to, like, put her in a bad light at all. But back in 2011, when this interview happened, we were doing our show together, and I was talking about the population of the planet and how we're reaching that tipping point of being able to be overpopulated and be able to feed the population. And Heidi says, you know, we need a good pandemic.
Frank Kramer.
That was in 2011.
Oh, no, Frank. We were speaking in private.
That was on the show. That was live.
All right, y'all, moving on. Alicia Keys answered the internet's most searched questions about herself with Wired, and we learned that she was almost in a popular girl group, y'all. Take a look.
My first band that I was in was just four of my homegirls from my neighborhood. And I don't even think we got to a place where we had a name. My second band that I was in was kind of like one of these projects that are put together by people. And they heard I sang and they're like, oh, maybe you could be a part of it. It didn't work out with me, but eventually they came out then I think their name was Little Women, but I was never a part of that because I moved on and they moved on.
So, Chewy, the group was 3LW, who was a popular group for a while. Now, do you think if Alicia Keys was in 3LW, the group would have lasted a little longer?
Yeah, they had a lot of issues, man. When they kicked Tori Norton out of the group, it all went downhill from there. But, yo, like, if Alicia were in the group, it would have probably been a lot better. They probably maybe would have had a longer career. But you know what? Things happen for a reason. And if say Alicia was in the group, we probably wouldn't have the Alicia we have today. Yeah.
But wait a second, Brad, were they ever called Little Women? Because she's acting like she doesn't know the band's name 3LW. I know 3LW,
Gary, do you feel like this is a little shade being thrown? Because she didn't remember. She just think it was 3LW. She don't remember it was 3 Little Women, LW, hello?
Girl, yes, ma'am, Miss Keys was throwing shade. You know she was throwing shade, trying to be cute, girl. Those girls, honey, I'm sure they sent her a little text message saying, wait a minute, bitch, you remember us, honey, how you forgot us? You remember we didn't want you in the doggone group, honey. So don't play us, Miss Keys, girl. We'll get a key to your car, bitch, and come get, honey, your husband.
If that's how it went, Gary.
You're wearing Brad out, Gary. Yeah. She's exhausted by you.
Well, stick around, Brad. There's more Disnation coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere, okay?
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Disnation. We'll see you there. Disnation.
Welcome back. All right, it's time for Dish Gone Viral. Now, I know I'm not just speaking for myself because the amount of joy that I get when I get an Amazon package delivered, there's just nothing that beats that. There's nothing that beats receiving an Amazon package.
Nothing beats that.
Well, a 13-year-old boy by the name of Jacob Staffieri out of Magnolia, Delaware, thought it would be funny to sneak into his mom's Amazon account and leave a magical delivery instruction for the Amazon delivery woman. She had to knock 3 times, yell abracadabra, and then run back to her truck. And she actually did it. It's hilarious. You will love it. Take a look.
Abracadabra!
Wow.
She deserves a raise.
What a great
She's
score.
Entertaining this kid. She's entertaining herself.
She didn't know she was entertaining the kid.
Wow.
She's following instructions. If there's a place on there to say, is there any specific instructions? Yes, to put it at the side, put it behind the bushes so people don't take stuff. There's a place for it. So she's like, well, whatever this person wants. She's a great employee for Amazon. Customer service.
But I'm going to start doing this.
What are you going to do? What are the instructions going
to
be?
I'm going to just start doing it at friends' houses.
Oh.
I'm going to knock 3 times, yell abracadabra, and just get in my car and leave. We can't hang out anyway.
Wow.
So at least on their doorbell, they'll be like, was Heidi just here?
Well, at least that's light a bag idea. Of crap or something. So really gets the full
effect.
Or pull
a rabbit out of a hat and then leave. And now they've got a rabbit. What the hell? What's happening?
In Heidi's case, she'll just pull a Yorkie out of a hat and just leave it in the front porch.
Yeah.
Just Heidi's leaving Yorkies all over L.A. Like, what's up?
Just to bring smiles.
Just put a Yorkie through the letter slot.
Bring joy.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.